Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Come on, man. Can't we have anything anymore? I mean, is everything just got to be taken away? It gets to a point where you just... What are these companies doing? I mean, if you guys want to go out of business, that's fine. I don't really care. That's your prerogative. But, man, we've just gotten to a point of ridiculousness. I guess the newest and latest and greatest one is Doritos. Doritos is trending after they hired a transgender influencer to promote their brand. Problem is that this particular influencer says, and I quote, "I advocate for the destruction and for the annihilation of the traditional family." That's one problem. The other problem is that Samantha Hudson, which is the trans-identified boy dressing up as a girl, has admitted to being a pedophile, identifies as a non-binary trans girl, openly mocks victims of childhood rape, and as I just said, is a open advocate for the complete annihilation and destruction and abolishment of the traditional family. What the hell is Doritos done here? This person, Hudson, has a history of horrific and shocking allegations and alleged statements that are way too close to pedophilia, alleging tweeting things like, he's Spanish, so this is a translation, I want to do thuggish things. Before I go any further, if there are any children around, please cover their ears, because this is what this complete moron and dirtbag had to say is, I'm going to put it as nicely as possible. But I want to do thuggish things like, stick a 12-year-old girl up her rear end. According to the Daily Mail, another post that this idiot put on there translates to, in the middle of the street, in, I guess, his hometown, in panties and screaming that I am a nymphomaniac in front of a super beautiful 8-year-old girl. This is a guy dressing up as a girl that is making references about 12-year-old girls and 8-year-old girls. You know, there's a real easy remedy for all these type of people, really. Because this is beyond having a mental problem where you think you're something you're not, or they've convinced you that you're a sex that you are not, and that you could never be. And so you do this transitioning and you hurt yourself. And the reality is that that was never a problem that you actually had. You really needed some real help, but you didn't get that. This is somebody that's fantasizing about little children, and there's one simple remedy to it. And it in a form of lead, let's say, we can dilute you with lead and put you out of your misery like a rabid beast. Doritos announced the partnership via a 50-second video called Crunch Talks. This scumbag, excuse my language, is talking with some other, maybe a girl, maybe a guy, I don't know. Yeah, you know, nowadays, who the hell knows? I don't know if it's talking to a girl or a guy. It kind of looks like a girl, but it kind of looks like a guy too, so who knows? And talking about Doritos. The social media got wind of the development, and it caught fire as soon as it did, and they are calling for the boycott of the company quickly. Users referred to Bud Light's ill-conceived move with their partnership with then-influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The company would eventually go on to lose $1.4 billion in sales, and now they are calling for the same thing with Doritos, that Doritos now needs to learn their lesson, and the hashtag boycott Doritos has now a life of its own, especially on X. You have a lot of people here that are calling for an investigation into Hudson for the comments that he has made. And I mean, you got to do something about these people. Yeah, you know, they want to call and try to take guns away from people and everything. But when you have sick individuals like this that are talking about and fantasizing about little girls, nobody does anything about it until it's too late. Until this dirtbag ends up ruining a young girl's life by doing something to her that he shouldn't be doing. Why don't we jump on this one and have somebody go investigate this lowlife? Why don't we have somebody talk to Doritos and ask them, why are you guys partnering up with a pedophile? It just doesn't make sense. So like I said, we can't have anything anymore. I mean, now Doritos are off the menu. I mean, being a fat person, you know, Doritos, they got a bunch of different flavors and everything. I think the purple bag is the one I kind of like the most. That's kind of my go-to chip. And now I'm looking at it going, well, how can I support these people for supporting that? I mean, we're just getting to a point here where you just can't have nothing anymore. We got to create all of our own food lines and everything, do something different, because apparently these people are not learning their lessons and are going to continue doing the nonsense that they are doing. It's quite a shame, to be honest with you, that we can't even eat a Dorito in peace. Oh, my God. If you didn't hear yesterday, there was a pretty big announcement that came out of Arizona. Senator Kristen Sinema says she will not, said she's not going to seek re-election, which is interesting. She said that she will not run for re-election. The senator has been a pretty bipartisan deal maker in her time in the Senate, with most recently leading the charge on the border security bill that ended up getting shot down. She said, and I quote, "Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year." So maybe it's just not for her. I can't say she's been the worst Democrat that I've seen in there, and she's not really a Democrat. She's an independent, but I can't say she's the worst. She's not the best. She's not my cup of tea. But she did stand up for some items that were pretty big ticket items for the Democratic Party that she disagreed with. She ran it the way she felt that she could run it. Since she's not seeking re-election, I think that gives an opportunity for a Republican to get in there, and we can take control of the Senate. So I think that would be a big plus. She left the Democratic Party at the end of 2022 after being elected as a Democrat in 2028 in a very competitive campaign against the Republican Martha McSally, who later ended up serving a brief appointment term in the Senate. Speculation that she would not seek re-election mounted in the last few weeks as she would have narrowed the time frame to file a petition of signatures because the deadline is on April 1st. Yeah, deadline's April 1st. She only has really, 3 weeks left. Her decision not to run now paves the way for a two-way race between Republican Kari Lake and Democratic Congressman Ruben Galeo, who are respective nominees. Kari Lake, as of late, has been on fire. Well, not as of late, has been on fire. Big Trump supporter. She's an advocate for Trump. Not to mention, I think she really has a passion for what she wants to do there. And I think she would be a good senator. And I definitely think momentum is on her side. I think she's got a lot of people that support her. So it would be good to see her step up and get that spot. And I would hope. All you can do is hope. You look at these people and you hope. But I would hope that she would be do real well as a senator and really fight hard for what Americans actually want. So Kari Lake, all the best to her there. The cinema's getting out of her way. I think it's going to be big, to be honest with you. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, elections are elections. you just don't know anymore with elections. It's always something. All right, moving on. I don't know if anybody saw that the House is subpoenaing Andrew Cuomo about his handling of COVID-19, specifically about the nursing homes. Yeah, it seems like a day late and a dollar short. It's been a couple years removed from that, and we're finally getting around to it. But to go something that coincides with that, Representative Chip Roy from Texas has introduced a measure that would grant people who are injured by COVID-19 shots the opportunity to seek relief in a court of law. The bill essentially dismantles the protective shield around the vaccine manufacturers that allow them to avoid civil liability in their product if their products cause harm, which we now know, as I did an episode a couple of weeks ago, about, I mean, a very large sampling, almost 100 million people were sampled in the array of problems that they had with all the different types of shots that they had gotten. And there is something linked there. People's bodies are not responding to these shots as well as they would like you to believe. And up to this point, you have no way to do anything for yourself. If you get sick or you have any type of long-term health problem because you were forced to take a shot that you didn't want to take, there was nothing you could do about it. You can't sue anybody. You can't go after anybody. These people had 100% protection because from the federal government, which to me is wrong. You know, I know they wanted to go in there saying that they're trying to help and this is a unique situation and they shouldn't be held responsible. Well, but I thought that was bull crap from the beginning because you are responsible. You know, you need to do the right testing no matter how bad things may get. If you don't take the time and do the testing, how will you know how people are going to react to it? I don't know how old anybody here is, and sometimes I say things that age myself, but you know, you talk about different types of drugs over the years that people came out with, and it was real fast, and they put them on the market, and people had all these types of problems, and ultimately they get yanked off the market, and I mean, there's still lawsuits going on today. One of the ones that I think of from back in the day was Fen-Phen. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not, but if you were fat, that was something that a lot of people took. It was the equivalent to taking basically speed in the daytime and a downer at nighttime to be able to go to sleep. And people were peeling weight off like crack monsters. Problem was, you were also having people's hearts explode in their chest. And they were held liable for it, as they should be, because they didn't do the trial process correctly. They didn't sample enough people. They didn't alert you to the potential health problems that you can have from it. All of these shots are the same way. We were all expected to take shots. Some people did, some people didn't. The people that did, they didn't tell you there were any, what the potential side effects could be to the shot. This was a wait and see moment. We're going to give you the shot and it's safe. Don't worry about it. Well, of course they're going to say that. You can't sue them. You can't come after them. So if it's safe or if it's not safe, doesn't even matter to them. They're just making a money hand over fist off the government and it didn't matter. But it matters to the people that are messed up from it long term, all these young kids and young adults that have been dropping out from heart attacks. I mean, we went through this a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you're talking about seizures. We're talking about all kinds of problems that these shots have been causing people, and you can't even do anything about it. You just have to grin and bear it because they said so. I didn't give consent to that. You're going to try to force me to put something in my body, and then if I do have a nasty reaction to it, I can't even go after somebody for it? Oh, hell no. not this guy. That's why, hey, I didn't take the shot because I don't believe in that stuff anyways. I don't take the flu shot. I don't take any of that crap. If you actually look into the numbers on the actual flu shot, I think you're a damn fool if you take it anyways. On a good year, it's about 40 to 45% effective. On an average year, it's probably less than that, maybe 25, 30% effective. And on a bad year where they got it completely wrong, it can be as low as like 9% effective. So you're just having them put something in you for, I don't know, for the hell of it, so they can make some money, so they can bill your insurance company. That's a waste of time. This guy, I don't take stuff like that. You know, I'm not interested in it, not going to take it. Listen, I'll get sick, and that's fine. My body will learn to fight it off. But the people that did take it, I mean, my God, you can't do nothing. Chip Roy is this bill is being put forth. Does not mean that it's going to pass. There has been heated debate over this, over vaccine mandates and the efficiency of the vaccine against COVID-19, which we saw is not very good. The bill finally seeks to empower individuals who suffer adverse effects of the shot to seek legal recourse. Who knows if it's going to pass? I'm glad somebody's finally putting something together. Despite nearly 700 million doses that have been administered, they say that only 11 people have compensated for their injuries. 700 million doses, and only 11 people have been able to get any type of compensation for their injuries. That's nothing. And you know it's way, way more than 11 people. These must have been some real special circumstances where, like, they took the shot and keeled over on the spot. And then they had to do something to keep them quiet and do something. I don't know. I haven't looked into them. It's just a guess. But if they gave something out when they're not obligated to give anything out, it's because something serious happened probably right away. How many people do you know that have taken that shot that potentially have problems that they never had before? I've seen people now that have taken that shot that prior to that, they were not sickly people. And all of a sudden, they're sick all the time. Like, what happened to you, man? Why you never got sick? I don't know. I don't know, but I swear it's from that shot. Ever since I took that stupid shot, I've been getting sick. And listen, I believe it. It's something foreign in your body. It's a new technology that they shot into you. I believe it. God knows what it did to your system. Who knows? And you can't even do nothing about it. Now, Chip Roy put this forth doesn't mean it's going to pass. It should pass. If the people in Congress care at all about the people, it should pass. And then these companies should be held accountable. And I guarantee you, once you hold them accountable, they won't be so quick to pump crap into your body anymore without making sure they go through the testing process and correctly. And however long that is and whatever that looks like. You know, people weren't dying by the millions, no matter what they were, whatever bullcrap they were feeding you. People weren't dying by daily. You're here, you're waking up and you're watching people drop left and right because of this the COVID. That's why none of us believed it. But if we saw people doing it, maybe there is a reason to try to rush something. Hey, we think this works. Let's try it. Well, hell, when you're sitting around and you're watching, you're going to work and work keeps thinning out every day because people are dropping left and right every day. I think that most people would be like, all right, man, let's give it a go because I'm on the downstroke here. It's going to be bad. But it wasn't happening that way. They just did what they did. They fed you a bunch of crap and shoved it in your arms. Hopefully it'll go somewhere. If people in Congress care at all about the American people, they'll do something about it. I don't know if they will or if they won't, but hopefully they will. Like I said, it's something that's being proposed. Doesn't mean that it passed. And if it doesn't pass, that pretty much lets you know what Congress thinks of you.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.